HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. You are listening to Mint Evening Market Wrap. Let's take you through all the action in stock markets today. Indian markets ended higher for the second day in a row on Tuesday. Optimism that the US decision to offer vaccine support will aid the nation's effort to control the world's largest surge in coronavirus infections helped sentiments today. The BSE Sensex ended at 48,944, adding 558 points or 1.1%. The Nifty closed at 14,653, jumping 168 points or 1.2%. All sectors ended in the positive, led by metals, capital goods and consumer durables. L&T, Bajaj Finance, Reliance Industries, IndusInd Bank and State Bank of India were top gainers in the Sensex. Among losers were Maruti, NTPC, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Nestle India and M&M. Merck & Co. said it has partnered with five Indian generic drug makers, including Cipla and Sun Pharma, to expand production and access to its experimental COVID-19 drug. The partnership will give the company's license to supply Merck's Molnupiravir to India and more than 100 low- and middle-income countries following approvals of emergency authorization by local regulatory agencies. Also, drug maker Gilead Sciences said it will give India at least 450,000 vials of its antiviral drug Remdesivir and help boost production in the country. Axis Bank posted net profit of ₹2,677 crore for the quarter ended March 2021 following a sharp decline in bad loan provisions. The bank had reported a loss of ₹1,388 crore in the year-ago period. The double-digit growth in net interest income, non-interest income and pre-provision operating profit also boosted profitability. Shares of Jindal Steel & Power hit an 8-year high on Tuesday after the company accepted a binding offer from World One to divest its 96.42% stake in Jindal Power, a material subsidiary of the company. The divestment is in line with JSPL's strategic objective to reduce its debt, focus on its India steel business and significantly reduce its carbon footprint by almost half as part of its ESG objectives. The equity value is an all-cash offer of ₹3,015 crore for 96.42% stake in JPL, including 3,400 megawatts coal-fired power plants in Chhattisgarh and other non-core assets owned by JPL. Moving on to global markets, shares in Asia-Pacific were mixed on Tuesday as concerns about the pandemic continued to linger. In Japan, the Nikkei fell 0.5%. The Bank of Japan on Tuesday announced its decision to keep monetary policy steady. The Japanese Central Bank also revised downwards its forecast for core inflation in the fiscal year 2021 to 0.1% from the 0.5% forecast in January. Multiple regions, including Tokyo and Osaka, were recently placed under a new state of emergency to curb the spread of coronavirus infection. In other asset class news, the US dollar index was at 91.02. Oil prices were higher in the afternoon of Asian trading hours, with international benchmark Brent crude futures up 0.6% to $66.02 per barrel. That's all for now. I'll be back with market updates tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.